Hey, Jason.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Are you okay after that play Saturday? It was like 17-1.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty hard hit. It was a good play.
Was there any sense they were going to have an onside kick on your part?
I think it was in the back of my mind at the time. You know, when they lined up, it was kind of different. Then they brought the looper around, so we kind of knew as they were approaching something was up.
A lot of people are wondering why the hands team wasn't in there, but it seemed like a lot of the skilled players were in the front there.
I'd say we were, yeah.
Do you guys think you were prepared for the onside kick?
At that point, we were not.
Does that surprise you? I mean,
hard to say. I mean, you know, in football, anything can happen on any given play. On that particular instance, they executed very well, and we just didn't, unfortunately.
When you see it coming, can anybody call timeout?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, on his approach, and it was kind of a quick thing. We didn't really have enough time to react the way we would have liked to, ideally. But with what we had, we did what we could. Unfortunately, we fell short.
It was perfect, wasn't it? I mean,
I've never seen a better executed onside kick.
Like a
so you think it's more a case of what they did as opposed to what you guys didn't do?
Hard to say. I mean, obviously, we weren't in an ideal lineup to return an onside kick or to recover one. That was just perfectly executed on their part.
Was that brought up in the special teams huddle at all, the fact that they could?
Yes. We were alerted. I mean, we were on a special teams alert. We just weren't lined up and prepared for it.
Who's the special team coach in charge of whatever that would be?
Kickoff return, that would be Coach Erb, who oversees it, and Coach Johnson down on the field.
Okay.
So when you guys huddled up to go out there, he said be prepared.
He said be prepared, be alert for the onside kick, yes, sir.
What's going through your mind then when you see that ball coming right at you, and then all of a sudden a couple of guys are coming at you, hit you?
Well, usually when an onside kick is coming at you, you're trying to time it to get the ball before you get hit. At that point, the ball was pretty high in the air. And it was kind of over my head, so there was no, you know, 10-yard radius where I could get into that safe zone. I was thinking about recovering the ball. I was waiting for it to come down. It just wasn't a lot that I could do. You know.
You work on it during the week?
We do.
How much?
Probably just as much as anybody in the country. You know.
What did you see coming at you?
the kicker had a.
I mean, you could feel what was gonna.
Oh yeah, I knew it was coming as soon as he did his little funky approach with his jump, and then I saw the looper, which we hadn't seen all game. I figured it was coming, and at that point, it was just a matter of was I gonna get it or not. Unfortunately, it was popped up pretty high, and you know, they got to me before I could get to the ball.
So. Who was out there on your side with you?
Well, to my right, about 7 or 8 yards away, was Nick Nielsen. He reacted as much as he could, but there's just not enough time for him to get there. And behind me, I believe, was C.J. Fedorowicz. You know, he's probably 30 or 40 yards deep.
Burgess says he saw from back there and he was hollering.
Yeah. Running. Everybody had a reaction. They just couldn't get there fast enough.
Is this, this is the play that people are dwelling on. Would you say, I mean, you're a mainstay special team. You play a lot of special teams. Have you guys made strides in the right direction overall?
I would say so. You know, thinking back to the first week, you know, we opened up, you know, all right. I guess everybody has mistakes coming
out, but
if you look at the first game compared to where we're at now, you know, I think we have made some improvements, and we'll need to continue making improvements.